The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, as you all know, this is an election year, and it seems like with the advent of social media, election years start earlier and earlier and earlier until they're like a year before we go to the polls to vote for anything. I remember back in the day, back in my day, election didn't start till like the middle of the summer. People started getting involved in this stuff.
And it used to be election day. Now it's election season.
Yeah, the season, the year. Oh, my goodness. And the things they're trying to do. I mean, all I see is people trying to eviscerate Trump. And I'm thinking,
I know.
What is he going to do that's scaring these career politicians
so much? It just makes me support him more.
I know.
The more they come after him, the more I support him. Because
the Democrats hate him. The Rhino Republicans hate him.
Yeah.
The media hates him. Why?
The entire apparatus of Washington hates Donald Trump. And what's the only difference now? Because, Roger, you're old enough to know Donald Trump used to be adored by Democrats because he was a Democrat. Donald Trump was a Democrat for most of his life.
Well, now, wait a minute. He did switch parties 6 times in 20 years.
Well, I mean, yes.
But he's a businessman. He had to.
But for the most part, look, if on the rare case there was a Republican elected in New York, then he would switch to Republicans. But most of the time it was Democrats, and he's been a Democrat.
Right.
But even when he wasn't a Democrat, he was always pursued. The Democrats loved him. They wanted his money. And even Saturday Night Night loved him. They all loved Donald Trump until Donald Trump had the audacity to run for the one office that you're not allowed to run for if you're not part of the establishment. That's the office of the presidency. Because the only difference between Donald Trump and these other goons that are all, that is Washington, is Donald Trump didn't come up through politics.
Right. He is not a career politician.
No, he's a businessman. He actually knows what he's talking about.
When you talk
about the economy, you talk about business.
Oh, the economy under him was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
And nobody even considers that. They go, he said this, he said that. What did your paycheck say?
Yeah, what does your paycheck say?
What did your 401k say?
I listen to how am I living my life? What Donald Trump says doesn't affect my life one bit, but his policies did.
That's right.
His policies put more money in my pocket.
He had one of the best green policies I've ever seen. He put more green
into
stock accounts into the
Donald
economy.
Trump
was the president.
You know, Roger,
years.
That is a great point, and I'm going to steal that.
Go for it.
Donald Trump is the biggest green president we've ever had. Since Ronald Reagan. Because
that's right.
Donald Trump put green in my bank account. He put green in my retirement accounts. He put green in, green everywhere.
We had the lowest unemployment rate we'd had in 50 years.
That's so true.
And he was only in office for 4 years and he did it in the first two years.
Honestly, it was really 3 years. You can't even count the last year of his presidency because of what
COVID.
China virus did and then what the Democrats did. You can't, so really he had a 3 year term. Now imagine what he could do with 4 years.
Yeah, 4 more years. Knowing now what he's learned in the last few years, if he knew then what he knew now, he would have screamed it.
What I love about him being reelected, and I hope he is, but what I love about him being reelected this year, Roger, is the fact that he's not going to play with the establishment because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to worry about reelection. All he's got to do is
the American people and doing the best by them. And hopefully most of them will be smart enough to realize what's happening.
See, here's the thing about Donald Trump, and I'll make this prediction right now. Donald Trump has, despite whatever faults you may put on him, And sometimes he says too much, or sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth. Yeah, whatever. I mean, we all do it sometimes.
I like it when he puts his foot in someone's ass, though.
This is what I'm getting to, Roger. This is what I'm getting to. Despite whatever you think of him, Donald Trump has an unbelievable way to connect with the voters in this country. He really does. Even the people who don't like him, he knows how to troll people. He knows how to connect. And what will happen with Donald Trump, not going to have to worry about reelection. He's going to do what's right for the people, which is tax cuts, regulation, get rid of regulation. We ought to get rid of the tax system, and I hope it's on his agenda.
Yeah, I hope someone's talked to him about H.R. 25, the fair tax.
Because if anybody can do it, it would be Trump. Because Trump will get in front of the camera and he will tell you to your face what needs to happen and how good it's going to be. And he will tell the same to the media. He won't let the media take his words because they're going to try.
Well, they'll do it. They're twist his words
right,
somehow.
But he'll fire back at them, and no one does it better than Donald Trump.
Right. And if they would actually, and if the Republicans will get on board this time.
Yeah, well.
Oh my God, you know, they could clean house, make a ridiculous stride forward toward maintaining power through the next election
cycle. That's the prediction that I want to make. I think Donald Trump is so good at connecting with voters that he's going, I hope he does this. Let me put it this way. If I were Donald Trump
prediction,
and I got reelected, yes, if I were him and I got reelected, I would, if a establishment Republican would not come on board to my tax cuts, to my regulation cutting, to my drill, drill, baby drill, and to making us energy independent, to bringing more freedom, if a establishment Republican would not get on board, then I will go after them, I'll go do rally after rally in their district, and find a primary person to go after him.
Right. Call them out.
You can't be afraid to call them out. And I don't think Donald Trump will be afraid to call out anybody.
Not
which
anymore.
Is why I think this time around, more Republicans are going to be on board tonight. Because remember, for the first year and a half or 2 years, the Republicans stopped Donald Trump.
Right.
More than the Democrats.
I know. He got in there and they fought him every step of the way on his policies because, to be honest, most of the politicians in D.C. are probably corrupt. What did Mark Twain once say? He goes, the only way a politician gets rich is to be crooked.
Exactly.
It's paraphrasing, but that's the point he made.
And you know what, Roger, that's a great point. Do you know the only president in modern times to leave the presidency and be worth less than when he started
Donald
Trump?
Yep, absolutely. I've seen this gone through from the Clintons, the Bushes,
the Clintons,
the Obamas.
The Clintons didn't really have money. They didn't have elitist money until he was elected and he left. The Obamas didn't have money, but now look at them. They've got three multi-million dollar mansions.
Right. And this all happened on a $400,000 a year salary?
Right, exactly.
Now, I understand while you're in office, everything's paid for, so your salary is basically yours.
Right.
Except for Donald Trump, who donated his salary back to the American people.
But still, the abuse of power, especially the Biden family, they're using we the people to get rich off of, and it's
well, why would you take an energy independent country, flip it on its head, and make it dependent on foreign oil again?
Because they wanted to fund Iran and they're funding Russia.
Right.
So any of you people out there who are rooting for Ukraine and you're rooting for Israel to knock out the terrorist Hamas, they can't do it if it's efficiently because it is the Democrat Party that's funding Iran who is funding Hamas.
Right.
And it's the Democrat Party that allowed Russia to get oil and sell oil and
well, because Hunter needed a job.
Doing. Yeah.
What did he get paid? Like some million something dollars a year?
He was getting somewhere in the neighborhood. I think they said $80,000 to $100,000 a month.
Right.
Which he had no experience.
A job which he had never had any experience in.
He didn't even do a job. His name was on there.
That's right.
He wasn't doing a job.
He was getting a paycheck.
He was just getting a paycheck.
And then you wonder why all this money goes to the Ukraine and we get a little kickback here and there, you know?
They were buying influence. They were buying influence and that's it, so.
And people don't, they hear this stuff and they just, either they don't believe it or they don't care.
Yeah.
And if they don't care, then they're just stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And Herman Cain, a great philosopher, once said, you can't fix stupid.
Can't fix stupid. I know, it's true. Roger, we got a listener from New York who's chiming said to
not that guy.
They want us to not make too much fun of the idiots running New York because he said the idiots might wake up. Or you know, we should have Mark the Shark call in at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need
welcome his input.
Mark the Shark is up there in the middle of this New York mess.
And yet, what are these people thinking? They sent, what's his name, Occasional Cortex back to office?
Oh, I know.
What were they thinking? Oh, my God, that's just...
And they'll do it again.
Brain dead.
They'll do it again. Until she decides to run for Senate, which, trust me, she's a... I don't know
some resistance there.
I don't know what Schumer gave her. The only reason she didn't run against Schumer this last time is he gave her something. I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But she wants
politics
to vote.
as usual.
Make no mistake. AOC wants to be senator.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll probably get it.
And Schumer, when he's ready, he will groom her and he will put her in place if
now,
she stays.
You know, Schumer's safe because I don't know how he got her off his heels. But now the other senator, who I can't remember who it is from New York, is going to be up in a couple of years. And I wouldn't be surprised if she goes after that person. I don't remember who it is. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Roger's crazy. But, you know, What is it?
Now, did you see there was some sheriff or something, I think, in Florida who said they're going to go after these squatters who were taking over people's houses and stuff?
Well, the sheriff, there's a sheriff in Florida, and he's backed by more sheriffs in Florida who actually came out. The media was giving him a hard time, and he looked at the media and he said, not only do I want homeowners to have guns, I want them to shoot intruders.
That's right.
Because if you shoot them, we don't have to take care of them.
That's right.
That.
Otherwise, it's taxpayer dollars that fund this crap.
And it wasn't so much that he was being literal as he was throwing out a huge, hey, message to the criminals. He's sending out a huge deterrent. Are you sure you want to come to Florida and commit
crime? Well, they always say, oh, if you shoot somebody for stealing your stuff, you think your stuff is worth more than a person. I go, if they're stealing my stuff, they think my stuff is worth more than their lives.
Exactly.
They're tempting. Exactly. They're taking that decision on their own.
There is a reason we have a right to life, liberty, property. I mean, we have a right. We have property rights in this country. There's a reason for that. Of course we value our property. And you can't have if you allow criminals to come in and take people's property, then you're going to have a lawless society.
Well, you gotta figure. You can't do that. People don't realize this. What if you had somebody who was sucking life out of you, take years off your life? You'd be mad. You'd be pissed. You'd want to stop it. What does it take to earn money to buy these things that you have?
Yeah.
It takes time out of your life. You have to put your hours in.
Sweat equity.
Yeah, you have to spend 40 hours a week working to be able to buy this car, and then somebody comes and steals it. You're supposed to let them go?
Just let them go. You know, Roger, there was a movie like that. What was the movie?
Oh, yeah, with Justin Timberlake?
You had a certain amount of life, years, and the years were on your arm, and you could do things to earn more years. You could trade your years. You could use your years as
commerce. It was currency, yeah.
Currency.
It was currency.
And how would you let's say you had 100 years. You started out with 100 years, and that 100's on your arm. And somebody came in and figured out a way to hack your arm and take 50 years from you. Are you going to stand by and let that person do that?
That's okay with you. And the same thing happens. If they come and steal your house that you've spent years earning money to put a down payment, you go on vacation, you come back and there's squatters there.
That's a great example right there, Roger. You work hard to get your house. You pay, you make extra payments. So that you're building a lot of equity.
You make improvements. You make it safe for your family.
Yeah, absolutely. And you build equity in that house because you want to get another house or you want to move to a bigger house or whatever. That equity is there
leave
for
your,
you to do.
You
it.
Want to leave your kids that property that they grew up in be able to carry on. Yeah.
But so you did all this work. You built all this equity and then a squatter comes in for 30 days and they have a right to it.
Yeah, that is completely ridiculous.
Zero. Even that half-witted senator from Pennsylvania came out and said
he put down on that.
You can't give squatter rights.
No, so not when they're doing that.
It's hilarious how every now and then such cognitive.
Well, Democrats oftentimes say things that actually mean something, but a lot of times they don't.
But most of the times they say what they mean the opposite of what they
junk.
Say.
Yes.
I'll be right back.
All right. Nick's going to come right back. But, until then, I mean, keep that in mind. When you work for something, you give your life to earn the money to buy whatever it is you have, whatever, you know, material things you have. That's an investment in your time, and time is the one thing you cannot get any more of. You are investing your life in purchasing these things. Everyone just tries to put property as something that's so undervalued. What they don't realize is that was your time. That's your life you're giving to help provide for your family. You want to buy them a nice house. You want to make sure it's safe. You want to make improvements on it because you want to either leave it to them or when you move, you want to make sure your house is worth enough so you can purchase a better house. And this is all time that you put into it. This is time out of your life. If you could just go and find a house somewhere, you wouldn't have to spend all this time building it, and your material things would not be worth as much. But people don't realize they try and devalue material things and say that, oh, anyone who tries to steal them, you don't value their life as much as you do your things. Well, they don't value my life, the life that I had to spend hours and hours and hours to earn the money to buy these particular things. They're not just stealing a thing, they're stealing hours of my time, of my life from me when they steal things. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about, oh, you don't want to shoot somebody for stealing something from you. They're stealing time that you invested, that you spent out of your life. You could have rather been doing something else. You could have been on vacation. You could have been, you know, at the bar drinking. You could have been hanging out with your family. But no, you spent your time earning money to be able to buy these things for yourself, for your family, to make your life better. And these people come along and steal it, and we're supposed to just let them have it? That is completely ridiculous. You know, they used to shoot horse thieves just for that reason. Someone steals your horse, that's your way to make a living. So they steal your car, it's not insured for that. Boom, you can't make a living anymore. They stole your ability to take care of yourself. So I'm sorry. I mean, I know I don't want to tell people that their lives aren't worth anything, but when you decide to steal something from somebody, you're stealing parts of their life from them. I'm sorry, there's no other way to put it. So if you're willing to do that, then you're willing to risk your life in order to do that, in my opinion. Because I will defend my things, I will defend myself, I will defend my family, my house, my property, with the same amount of enthusiasm as I defend my own life when it becomes threatened. Because yeah, you may not be killing me, but you're taking time out of my life that I invested in this for my own purpose. So, you know, there is no way you should allow a squatter to come into your house and just take it over because you've been on vacation for a short time. And it's crazy that some of these states will allow this to happen. Now, I think a lot of states are waking up and realizing the ridiculousness of this particular idea. And I know there are certain laws that prevent you from doing certain things, but if I were to come home and find intruders in my house, I would treat them as intruders. Nothing more, nothing less. And I don't know, you know, you'd have to get your own state law to figure out what you can and can't do in a situation like that. But I would think a lot of people will do whatever it takes to get somebody out of their house, keep them from squatting. You know, I guess, you know, I don't know if a squatter would be smart enough to know when he has got a gun pointed in his face that he needs to leave or he's going to be found there in the morning.
He might squat something out.
Maybe. That's right. He may leave something with you, but he's not going to be there very long. Now, granted, this is not usually a problem in most cases, but a lot of these people, they put up their houses for rent or they put them up for sale, and these squatters will move right in, take over, just because they haven't been there in a couple of weeks. And I think in states like California, it's becoming a big problem.
And New York.
New York, too.
It's up in California. No, and, well, it was one, it might be New York. One of them, it's up over 20-something percent.
Yeah,
this year.
Imagine putting your house up for sale, going to visit 2 weeks later, and there's people living there, and you are not allowed to remove them.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why it's up, well, it's because the Democrat Party is giving rights to the squatter, not to the property rights. And why? Because the Democrat Party hates property rights. I've talked about this before.
We need to get a plane, load it full of squatters in New York, and send it to Martha's Vineyard in the off season. Let them squat up there.
Well, you know what,
and
Roger?
See how fast they remove them.
So the illegals have caught on to this. You've got illegals that are all over social media telling their fellow illegals to come on to the United States because now they can take over houses.
Yeah,
they know this now. They see what's going on,
They can get a place to live just by showing up.
So now they're putting this out all over social media that come on to the United States. One guy actually said, I got a new business. I'm confiscating houses in the U.S. Come live with me. And, I mean, this is crazy, but Roger, you know, I've talked about this whole business with the EVs and all this stuff. The Democrat
Party.
You
hate my golf cart, I know.
No, I don't mind golf carts. We've been through this.
That's my EV.
We've been through this. I don't mind golf carts or e-bikes.
I have an e-bike
too.
Yes.
You have to be careful that they might blow up. But.
Like gasoline vehicles never explode.
Not really. Not,
I don't know.
Not spontaneously, like these batteries are doing.
The Ford Pinto is a perfect example. Hit it in the back.
When he got hit in the back, though, these EVs are spontaneously combusting just from heating from the battery. But that's a whole other discussion. But no, the Democrats are pushing this stuff not because they want you to save the environment, whatever. They're doing it because they want you out of vehicle ownership. And they're doing the same thing with home prices. They're driving up the rates and driving up the prices because they don't want you buying homes.
Now that's interesting. And what drives up home prices more than anything is when they increase the taxes on houses.
Absolutely.
It's funny because
artificially driving the general driving.
There was a story of firemen up on, Nantucket Island, I believe it was. He had a family home he had been in for like seven generations, and his family were firefighters on Nantucket Island for seven generations. Mm. They raised the taxes so high in his house that he couldn't afford to pay the taxes on the salary he was making to be a firefighter.
And they did it happily.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
And the thing is, it's funny, when the values go down, your taxes stay the same. When the values go up, they jack them up even higher.
Jack them up, yeah.
So basically, you never own anything in this country. They're going to tax you to death, and it's going to drive the prices so high, no one's going to be able to own anything.
When politicians want you out, they will use the tax system, which again is why we need to get rid of the tax system. But what I'm saying, Roger, look at all the things that Democrats do. It doesn't point to increasing home ownership or vehicle ownership. It increases to getting rid of that. They don't want you owning. That's why the Democrats are for squatters. They don't want you to have property rights. And I don't know what could be a bigger example than Democrats taking the side of a squatter instead of the homeowner.
Instead of a citizen. What
information more, what other examples do you need to realize Democrats hate the idea of private property?
But Democrats love poor people who don't own anything because they're easily manipulated.
Well, of course. You're dependent on them. You're dependent on the government.
Well, they'll tell you, oh, your landlord is bad. He's evil. Rich.
Because it's not the government, landlord.
So the guy there will sit there and vote tax increases on his landlord, and then when his rent goes up, he bitches he can't afford the new iPhone. Mm-hmm. It's like you voted to raise your own rent.
Raise your own rent.
Dumbass.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy.
Fact that these people don't understand economics well enough to know that if your landlord gets a tax increase, he's not going to pay it. He's passing it down the line.
Yep.
You're voting for more crap to roll downhill every time you vote to put more taxes on your landlord or somebody who's in charge of you. If your boss, you think, oh, I'm going to stick it to him. I'm going to vote for a tax increase for him. Yeah, well, you know what? Your hours are going to get cut. Mm-hmm. Your salary is going to get cut, or your job will get cut because he's not going to make any less. You're the one who's going to suffer.
Right.
And people 100%. Are just too dumb to see it. Now, granted, that's because the school systems only teach people enough to be obedient worker bees.
Yeah. I mean, it was even written. If you go back and look at when they came up with our school system here.
Oh, yeah, Rockefeller.
They said, we don't want to over-educate.
Right.
We just want to
You don't want to give somebody enough education to be able to be a free thinker and free themselves.
And a threat to the elitist.
Right. You want to make them just smart enough to where they can hold a good hourly wage job.
Yep. And those elitists
do their industrial
Democrats.
Work. Yep.
And guess who will always have a home? The Democrat. Who will always have a vehicle? The Democrat. And it ain't going to be an EV.
No.
They'll have the gas-powered vehicle. They'll have the planes. They'll have whatever they need. And their kids never go to a government school. They're in private schools.
Right, because they're taught.
Not yours.
They're taught to be free thinkers. They're taught to be leaders.
Yeah.
While your kids, if you send them to public school, they're taught to be worker bees. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. You're never going to get an education unless you participate. And you know what?
Right.
And they raise income taxes and property taxes and sales taxes so high that you have to have both parents working in order to get by, which keeps you from educating your child.
And then you have to, when you're both having to work, you have to put your kid in daycare.
Yeah, or government schools.
Or a government school for daycare. And,
you know?
And why do you think Democrats are always trying to come up with some scheme to pay for so-called daycare?
Right.
Because they're going to be government indoctrination centers like the schools.
They don't want you to influence your kids to do the smart thing.
No, they want control from womb to tomb.
That's right. And it's too bad that people don't see beyond this. But then again, most of these people are government educated, so they'll never see beyond it.
So they can't see beyond it. It is crazy how obvious it is what the Democrats are doing.
We're politicians. They don't want you to be too smart.
No.
They want you to be subservient. They want you to do what you're told.
Yeah.
Work on their own. Think that they're doing good by you.
Yep. Why do you think they're constantly trying to convince you that Trump is stupid, he's an idiot, he's this, that, and the other? Because they cannot stand that he's outside of politics. Trump is not a politician.
He
did not come up that way.
He doesn't owe anybody any favors when he gets into office.
But he performed as president. His policies were one of the best on record.
Yeah, who had the highest minority employment rate of any president in the last 50 years?
Donald Trump.
Yep, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Who had the lowest inflation rate of any president in the last 50 years? Donald Trump.
Who had the lowest gas prices?
Lowest gas prices, lowest home interest rates.
Oh my goodness, that's another thing. Look how much home you could buy.
I know. When you're paying 2 or 3% instead of 8%, it makes a huge difference.
It's crazy. And now it's not just that the interest rates are 8%. Now it's the cost of everything else, the energy, everything. It's crazy.
They're driving. Crazy. Well, inflation is the automatic equalizer.
Yeah.
It shuts down everybody who's trying to get ahead because it affects everything you do, everything you buy. And the thing is, when you vote for that, you're voting to stick it to yourself.
If you're a middle class or lower middle, even upper middle, lower middle, poor, inflation hurts you the most.
Yeah.
Inflation hurts you the most. So if you continue to vote for a Democrat, you're just voting for your own demise.
That's right. And if that's what you want, if you want to be a ward of the state, if you want to live in Section 8 housing because you can't afford to own your own house anymore, if you want to trade your car in for a bus pass, by all means, go ahead. Keep voting the way you're voting.
And if that's how you want to do it, then leave. There's so many other countries that you can go to.
Yeah, that will provide you all this stuff now.
Yeah, where you can't. It's too expensive to own a car, so you're going to be on a bicycle. You're going to be on government transportation.
Yeah, so that's right.
Knock yourself out.
So if you want to vote like that, think about it. Now, if you're wealthy enough to be beyond that, I get it. But still, don't you want your kids to have a chance?
Well, they're going to get – that's the problem with these elitists, none of these elitist Democrats. They have their money. They have theirs. They've made enough to set their kids up and their family.
Yes, until Hillary Clinton comes in and takes a 20% hit on everybody's retirement fund.
Well, I guarantee that Democrats, like they always do, would write themselves out of any bill like that.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Well, they always do. They didn't have to deal with Obamacare.
That's right.
I mean, they wrote themselves out. And, you know, that's another thing. You as a voter out there – anything that the government, your so-called representatives pass, should infect them first.
Right. I mean,
they shouldn't be able to write themselves out of the law.
One of the basic things of our legal system is equality under the law.
Mm-hmm.
When they exclude themselves from having to abide by the same laws they put on us, then obviously it's not equality anymore.
They're saying they're better than you.
That's right. They're all these politicians.
They think they're better than you.
That's right. And if you don't see that, I mean, it used to be people would get together and talk about the government, and it would be the people against the government. Now the government has turned things around and told people they need to fight amongst each other so they can get away with doing whatever they want. And we need to turn that back. We need to go back to the time when the people would scrutinize the government for doing the wrong thing. I don't care what party you're in, what party you're with, where you stand on issues. Just know the government is always going to be against you in most cases, or have an agenda that's going to work to get you less independence.
Yep.
They want you to become more dependent on the government, no matter what party you're with.
Yeah.
They all want that.
I talked about that a little bit today.
Did you? Okay. So no equality under the law. Politicians put themselves on pedestals, and people let them do it.
Yeah. That's the crazy part.
You can't do it without...
I mean, you've got... Even to this day, Joe Biden has done so much damage, and he's made your life miserable. There's still 40% or plus of this country that's going to go right there and vote for that emancipation again.
I mean,
you've got one of the dumbest people to ever be vice president. Ever. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever go that low again. And some of you are going to go vote for her.
Yeah, that was somebody who had a 2% polling rate when she was running for president. She became the vice president.
I don't think she got 2%.
Yeah, I don't think she was even polling at 2%. It was crazy.
But she can't, she's just, I'm sorry to say, folks, but she is not an intelligent woman. Now, she might be smart in certain things, but she is not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just clearing my throat there.
like she does sometimes.
All righty. But that was, it's
you know,
crazy
that,
what's
you know,
happening.
that bus crap she was all into, the electric bus.
And she didn't know how to plug it in.
And she thought she could smell the electricity. Out of business.
Yep.
I don't even think they made it 1 year.
Of course not.
Out of business. But who got rich? All the Democrats who had stock in that company and the Democrat donors, they got rich.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you have lost a loved one and were left with a firearms collection and are not sure how to dispose of them safely, or you may have firearms you no longer want, this message is for you. I am a licensed FFL firearms dealer in the state of Florida, specializing in estate firearm purchases. It is very important that all firearm transactions be handled according to state and federal laws. You can contact me for information at firearmliquidationservice@outlook.com, or you can call or text me at 407-921-8100 24/7 and ask for James. Again, for information, contact me at firearmliquidationservice@outlook.com or call or text me at 407-921-8100. All communications.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio. Now, I'm going to get into something I've been trying to get to for a few weeks here, but there's so much going on politically that we've been kind of avoiding it. But this is something I find very interesting, and this is purely a defensive product. We're not talking about anything offensive or, well, guns can be defensive also. In fact, if you use them for defense, they're defensive weapons. They're not assault weapons. But one thing that anybody can have, even if you don't feel comfortable using firearms, you might consider something else instead. Instead of going, having something like a firearm or a stun gun or a bow and arrow or whatever it is, maybe you should consider body armor. Body armor is strictly defensive. It only provides protection against people who are trying to do you harm with a knife or a gun or some sort of projectile weapon. And a lot of people, it gets confusing because the National Institute of Justice, NIJ, are the people who rate body armor based on certain firearms and ammunition, things like that. So we're going to get into this a little bit so you'll have a little bit of an idea. If you go shopping for body armor, you'll be able to know where you want to be, how much you can afford, what you're giving up to go one level up versus a level down, and decide where you want to spend your money, basically. Because if you want body armor, it's something that you can have it, and it doesn't it's not going to, most places allow it. Now, however, there are a few states that do not allow citizens to own body armor, which I have no idea why that is. It is strictly for defensive purposes. And there's no reason why people shouldn't be able to protect themselves. Most of these states are probably states that don't allow you to have a weapon either. So they don't want you to have body armor to be defended against one of the hoods or thugs or illegals that do have weapons. But anyway, let's get into body armor. Okay, we start off. There are different levels of body armor, and they're rated as such. There's level 2A, level 2, level 3A, level 3, and level 4. Now, if you notice, I started off level 2A. Anything with an A by it is a lower rating than what the level number is. Like a 2A is going to be less than a 2. So keep that in mind when you're looking at things. And the level 2A is a level of protection against lower velocity 9mm and some lower velocity 40 Smith & Wesson. Now, this would probably include things like 38 Special, 380 ACP, probably 22s, things like that. This is the lowest level of body armor. Now, what this does, though, it provides, usually it's very flexible, so it can be worn against the body, flex with it, and be as unobtrusive as possible. This is something that a lot of people wear if they're in a big city and they just want to have some protection, because most of the things that happen in big cities are smaller caliber pistols, and pistols are the biggest threat that they run into. And this is a level 2A, which is very basic. Now you go to a level 2, which is one step above 2A. That provides increased protection against higher velocity, 357 Magnum, 9mm plus P, things like that. So almost any standard pistol ammo out there would probably be covered by level 2. unless you get to level 3A. Now, level 3A is one step above level 2. Now, this provides protection against almost any handgun cartridge up to 44 Magnum. So high velocity 357s, 10 millimeters, 9 millimeter plus Ps, 357 Magnums, all these things are protected by a 3A. Now, what happens as you go up in the level of body armor is that you tend to gain thickness because you have to have more layers of material in order to protect you. Now, the way body armor works most of the time is that what it does, it spreads out the impact. It'd be like if someone poked you in the throat with a finger, it's going to hurt more than if they use their palm to push against it with the same force. What it does, it spreads out the impact so it doesn't penetrate your body. It doesn't penetrate your vital organs. It stays on the outside. Now, granted, all that energy that comes from that is still transferred to you. But if you consider for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I mean, the person firing the gun will get as much energy in their hands as you get from being hit by the bullet. According to physics, that's the way that should work. So what's happening is all that energy gets spread out in their hands, so it impacts their hands, their arms, things like that, and they soak it up. And guns are ergonomically designed to soak up that recoil to give you the least amount of damage. Now, there are things that can change that to some extent if you have muzzle brakes where it bleeds off energy and redirects it in a different direction. But this is something you have to consider. So if you get hit by a bullet wearing body armor, you're still going to feel it. It's not like magic where you can just run around and get hit by all these bullets and not feel anything. You're going to have the impact still hit you. But depending on, you want to prevent penetration. That's where damage really happens. Something goes through your skin, through your rib cage, to where your vital organs are. That's where damage can happen when a bullet penetrates that. So you want to pick a level of body armor that is most usable for you. Now, these are changing all the time because they're coming out with new materials and different things that are achieving higher levels without being as heavy or as weighted or as thick. So do some research on that before you go looking. But no, level 2A is the most basic level you can get, basic low-velocity pistol rounds. Level 2 includes higher-velocity pistol rounds. And I'm going to say most of these are probably street rounds. Up to a 357 Magnum is not something you're going to run into. Above that, you're not going to run into that unless you're talking, you know, extremely high-end handguns that are made for hunting. Most people who carry a weapon for self-defense are not going to be carrying a 10 millimeter or a 44 Magnum or something like this. But if you feel like you might be, you want to be extra protected, get the level 3A. That gives you greater protection suitable for high velocity 9mm up to 44 Magnums. Yeah, let me get, I have this, okay. Let's see if I have other level. Okay, level 2A. They're saying, okay, 9mm 40 caliber, bullets at 1225 feet per second or less when a 9mm will be stopped. 40 caliber bullets up to 1,155 feet per second, 180 grain bullet will be stopped. Designed to stop low velocity 9mm and 40 caliber, and that's the lowest level of body armor that they offer. So keep that in mind. They give very specific ratings on these based on the type of ammo that's being used. Now, when you go from a 2 to a 2A, like I say, that will protect you up to 357 Magnum running soft point bullets at 158 grains with velocity of 1,430 feet per second. So that's a pretty high moving, that's a fast moving projectile right there. That's getting a lot of velocity, a lot of energy transfer. So you need more layers of protection to defend you against that than you would if you have a lower velocity bullet. So keep that in mind. Now, granted, if you're just looking, some body armor is better than no body armor. Because a lot of this will depend on range, too. Most of these are taken at pretty point-blank range. Because they want to have protection, like I say, from somebody standing 3 feet in front of you. Now, if you have some range or you can get cover or you get concealment, you know, get out of the way and have a bullet deflecting rather than hit you square on, that's going to help also. But a level 2 will handle most, like I say, street level pistol ammo. Because most people are not carrying 44s, 45 Casuals, 10 millimeters. They're not carrying these kind of weapons on a standard street gun. If they are, however, then you need to go up to the next level of ammo. This is level 3. Now, this will resist all pistol rounds and rifle rounds up to the 7.62, which is a 308 full metal jacket lead core. So that'll stop AK ammo, that'll stop 308 ammo, and I believe that will also stop most 5.56 ammo, as long as it's lead core. Now, they do have what they call penetrator rounds. Some of those have a mild steel core, which penetration, it's questionable. It can, it can't. It depends on the round, the way it hits. Now, anything that's tungsten core, that's going to penetrate this level of body armor. Level 3A, level 3, it'll go through up to level 3 with no problem. But these are specifically designed, these rounds are specifically designed to penetrate body armor. And that's a level 3. Now, a level 3 is going to protect you against most rifle rounds also, unless they're using very specific rounds that are high velocity with steel cores, then you're going to be able to defend yourself against all pistol rounds, all rifle rounds that are generally in use. This will probably protect against most hunting rounds unless you get something just really huge, like if you're running a 375 H&H or any Weatherby Magnum cartridges. A lot of those have super high velocities, and it may stop the bullet, but you're still talking, all that energy being transferred to your body can still cause significant damage, but you're not likely to bleed out from penetration on this particular issue. Now, beyond that, you get to level 4. That's the highest level of the National Institute of Justice body armor that is, rated. That's the highest rating they have. That is designed to stop armor-piercing rounds. Now, when you do this, you increase the layers of protection. You add hardened steel plates to help stop these armor-piercing rounds from going through. They may go through the soft armor, which is the level 2, level 3, but it won't go through. Level 4 is going to stop armor-piercing ammo. It's going to stop those hard tungsten cores from going into your body. Now, most of this requires hardened steel plates. Now, I say hardened steel plates. A lot of people are going, well, how do you know if it's a hardened steel plate? There are hardness ratings put on almost every material. And every material has some hardness rating if it's a solid. Like softwoods, pines have a rating of about 1.6 HBS, which is the hardness-based rating. Lead has a 5.0. Copper has a 35. Aluminum, hardened aluminum, can get up to 75. Mild steel, 120. Stainless steel, up to 200. Now, above 200, you start getting into some of the, what they called wear ammo, or wear plates. These are plates you can wear to provide protection. Usually these are level 4 plates. And these run between 400 and 700 on the Brunel hardness scale. So with the hardness rating of between 400 and 700, you can stop almost any standard rounds that are used in basic light weapons. Now, you get above that, you get to hardened tool steel. That runs 600 to 900. Now, that one, like I say, it overlaps a little bit with the wear plates, but the thing about the hardened tool steel is it tends to be brittle. So if it gets hit by something, it may absorb the hit, but it may shatter. Like glass. Glass has a hardness of 1,550. But yeah, well, we all know glass will shatter into pieces. It will be harder, but it will not be able to stop penetration because it shatters and it's brittle before it provides protection. So the quenched and tempered steel plates that you wear usually run between a 400 and 700 in a hardness rating. Now, there's a variety of different materials, and there's new materials coming out all the time that can help meet some of these requirements. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of old stuff is becoming new again or being made in a different way to where it provides protection that it used to not. So that's kind of cool, the fact that you can change things around. Because right now, up until a couple years ago, the only way to get level 4 protection with it was with hardened steel wear plates. And these plates generally are about, 10 by 12. They fit in the front and the back of body armor carriers. Now, they may have soft armor that extends out beyond that range, but these plates are meant to protect vital organs only, and they are hardened steel, and they will take hits from nearly any kind of ammo that you can run across out there. I mean, granted, if one catches the right way, it might be able to push a little harder, but nothing tungsten core was going to penetrate this hardened steel ammo. So you're protected against almost any type of small arms ammunition. But of course, with that comes weight. You're talking steel plates that can weigh up to 8-10 pounds per plate. You're running two of those, one front, one back, in a carrier that's already got soft layers of Kevlar in it up to level 3. And then you add the stainless 4 plates, or the level 4 plates, and you're talking about a very heavy piece of body armor to wear. And it's also, of course, all that weight is going to limit your flexibility. And of course, when you're getting body armor, if you go to a shop or a gun show or something and start looking at body armor, you'll see a huge variety of types. You'll see all the different level ratings. Now, occasionally you'll see something that's like a level 3A plus. Now, the National Institute of Justice does not have any plus ratings on any of their body armor. But if it meets the standards plus a little bit more, some manufacturers have gotten in the practice of throwing a plus after their basic rating, meaning they believe it will protect more than the standard rating, but not quite as high as the next level. So a plus is probably not a bad idea, but don't count on it being a whole level higher. If you need the level higher, get the level higher. Don't count on a plus being able to cover that distance between the standard and the next level. But that's something to look for, because you'll see that, and it gets confusing because you're going, I looked at the National Institute of Justice. I didn't see any plus-rated body armor. So just be aware of that, that that's something they do. And I guess if you had to and you had to pick between a level 2A and a level 2A plus, I would imagine the plus would probably offer a little more protection, hopefully without any more weight or loss of mobility. Because that's another thing too. You get something very heavy on you, you can't move as well, obviously. You're going to be dragged down, you won't be able to move as quickly. Plus, a lot of this armor has options on it. They have soft shoulder pads or soft shoulder armor pieces you can add. You can add side plates, you can add other plates that come down between your legs and protect the family parts. All these are generally made out of soft Kevlar. However, some of them have some hard plates in them. I know they make side plates that fit hard level 4 plates that fit on the side of a vest. So that's adding another 4 to 5 pounds per plate. Double that, you're adding at least another 8 to 10 pounds to a vest that probably already weighs 30 pounds. So, you know, it's great to have the maximum protection, but it depends. Do you expect to be moving while you're wearing this? Obviously, you're not going to go out every day wearing level 4 body armor and be expected to run your everyday, you know, routine, I suppose. Plus, this is not the kind of body armor that's very discreet. It goes outside the clothing. You have big steel plates. You're going to have a carrier that's going to have to hold it, and it's going to put pressure on your shoulders. It'll weigh you down considerably. Now, in a level 2 or 2A, a lot of these are fairly thin. They're very flexible. So you can wear these under a t-shirt, under a button-down shirt, and you have very little chance of anybody noticing unless they're really looking. Now, if you're wearing a coat, that certainly would help. Now, under a basic dress shirt or something, people would notice you're wearing body armor. It's not that thin. Now, some of the basic levels, the lowest levels, the 2As, some of these can be worn without too much, I guess, printing. You're not going to have a lot of printing on these. You're going to be able to stand there and go, yeah, you may be able to tell, but you may not. You poke me in the chest, you'll know. But if you're not touching me, I have a suit jacket on, I could probably get a little away with level 2A or 2 while still wearing clothes, and most people would not realize it's there. Now, I guess it depends also how your threat is going to come at you. Are you going to wear this every day because you think your neighborhood or your city is that dangerous? Or is this going to be something you're going to keep next to your gun safe? And if the stuff hits the fan, that's where you're going to put this on, and you're going to get your guns out, and you're going to either dig in or bug out. You're going to bug in or bug out, but you want to be protected against all kinds of rounds. Now, this is why you could probably get a little higher rating. Unless you're planning on wearing this every day, get a little bit higher rating. I would suggest at least getting a level 3. Now, most level 3 body armor can have level 4 plates added to it. They usually have pockets sewn into the level 3 carriers that you can add the level 4 plates if you feel that's necessary. But you're still adding a lot of weight, because even the Kevlar vests get very heavy at level 3. They're not as thin as, like, they call it undershirt armor. You can wear it underneath a t-shirt, and it provides very good protection at the level it's at without getting too high. I mean, most criminal activity in cities is committed by pistol. I'll tell you that right now. Running across rifle rounds in a typical, I guess, criminal situation you may find yourself in is highly unlikely. It could happen, but highly unlikely. So if you want to just get the basics, start with level 2 or 2A, have something to protect against most pistol rounds. That will probably give you defense in over 90% of the cases you're going to run into. Now, also, you could have more than one set. You can have your thin t-shirt armor that you can wear out if you wanted to, and you can have a military-style vest with level 4 plates and level 3 Kevlar. That'll give you the maximum protection that you can get without being behind a steel plate or packed in a steel bubble. So be aware of what you're buying and pay attention to the levels and consider what you're going to be using it for, how you're going to use it. Are you going to wear this every day? Are you just going to wear it when stuff hits the fan? Is that what it's for? And know what you're getting into. And also, think about this. If you're buying armor, consider your family. Do they have armor? Are you going to have to get them a set? Consider the cost of that. Because if you're married, you better get one for your spouse, or you're going to be in the doghouse for at least a while. And if you have kids, kids grow, they get bigger, they get smaller, they get bigger if you keep feeding them, from what I've heard. So you gotta make sure they don't outgrow their body armor. Make sure you check it from time to time if it's something that you want to have for the whole family. Now, hopefully you'll never have a case where it'll ever have to be used. You know, I know a guy who used his body armor. He put it on when he went running just to add extra weight to give himself an extra workout. That's all he did with it. He never relied on it for protection. Which, but he had it. If something were to happen, he knew it had an armor rating and could protect him in case of an emergency. But it wasn't what he was using it for, because it was cheaper than buying a workout vest with the lead pellets and the little pouches he had friends who wore. So he said, I've already got a body armor. I got a body armor carrier. Might as well just wear that. Put whatever weights or plates I want in there to add the weight until I'm ready till I find my threshold. So that's the only other purpose I could see a vest like this serving, is if you were using it for workouts, because it would add weight. And if you're doing running or working out, you want to have that extra weight or restriction of movement. They say train like you're going to fight. If you have to fight with body armor on, you might as well do some training with it. Then you get a really good idea of how heavy some of this body armor can be, especially when you get to level 4 and you're running hardened steel plates, either between 2 and 6 of them. It's going to add a lot of weight. And you get to the point you can't move, what's the point of being armor protected? Unless you're going to hunker down like a turtle and just let everybody shoot you. But, keep in mind, of course, most of these do not provide protection in every gap that's possible. So you have limited protection. They protect vital organs better than anything else, because that's what they're meant to do. They're meant to keep you from dying. Not necessarily prevent you from getting hit, but keep you from dying if you do get hit. Now, this is something I'm going to get into real quick. I think I have a couple minutes left. Yeah. There's a new material that's coming out. Actually, it's been out for a while. It's out there, but it's just, it's extremely expensive, but it's called graphene. Now, almost everybody's come into contact with graphene at some point or another. You probably didn't know it. And it's a form of graphite that's used in pencils. And they found a way to make it one molecule thick into a fabric or a sheet. And they find that you can arrange these in different layers, layer them together, and they can handle impacts that normally would break through 100 times more Kevlar than it would this graphene. So this graphene layered together can provide you perfectly adequate protection. Now, what it does supposedly is when it gets hit or has an impact, the graphene, I guess, compresses, or the molecules compress and they turn into a stiff plate momentarily. When the impact hits it, it turns into a stiff plate momentarily, absorbs the impact, and then goes back to being a flexible one molecule thick layer of graphite. And you layer five or six of these together and you're still talking a very thin layer, less than quarter of an inch of thickness, and yet will provide protection against bullets that Kevlar would have to be much, much thicker to do. Now, this is the kind of thing, if you ever watch any John Wick movies and they have the bulletproof suits, this is the kind of material that something like that would be made out of. Now, from what I've read, it's been extremely expensive because the technology is not there yet to mass produce this at an inexpensive price. But this would be coming. So basically, you could put on a t-shirt that could be made of graphene, and it would protect you as good as any Kevlar would. And it'd be thin, it'd be flexible, you'd be able to move in it until it got hit. Now, if it gets hit by a projectile, it turns stiff until the impact is resolved, and then it goes back to a flexible material. So it's really amazing stuff. Cause, you know, with graphene, it's made out of carbon. And some of the hardest substances on earth, like diamonds, are made of carbon. So keep that in mind. You have a vest basically made out of flexible diamond material to protect you. And as this becomes easier to make, as the manufacturing process becomes more, mainstream, and they get more availability, it's going to be the armor of choice, because graphene is thin, flexible. It allows complete motion and movement. It protects completely. You could be wearing a long sleeve shirt out of graphene and you'd have more protection than you could with almost any body armor that's going to be level 3 or level 4. So if you have the opportunity and you get to see some graphene, you can see what it looks like. There are companies that do make graphene body armor, but like I say, it is very expensive compared to regular body armor. If you want to start off small, start with a level 2 or 2A, get something just to protect you against most pistol cartridges. If you're going to wear it every day, if you're going to have it just sitting by the gun safe, something you put on in case the stuff hits the fan, then you can get a little higher level, but know it's going to be heavier and restrict your movement in a few ways. So when you go shopping, pay attention, look at the different ratings, figure out your usage, and then you can decide what kind of body armor is going to be best for you. And I may get into more of this if I do. There's other materials out there you'd have to look at. There's hardened steel plates. There's Kevlar. There's new polyurethane plates, which are much lighter but provide the same protection as a level 4 plate. So do your shopping. Pay attention. And I'll keep you informed as technology increases. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded. And you've been listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.